And so I'm Alan Seale. Thank you so much for joining us today to get a little sense of what is transformational presence coaching, and perhaps just to say a couple of things about transformational presence coaching and what distinguishes it maybe from other approaches, I would say, to coaching, because transformational presence work is not a model, it's not a formula, it's just an approach. It's a different way to think, it's a different way to be with your client or with those that you're serving. I would say that probably the first thing that distinguishes this way of working from others is that we're understanding life as energy in motion, leadership is energy in motion. Relationships are energy in motion. Everything is energy in motion. And so we're working with energy before we're working with form. It's also a really important thing here is that we're keeping the client and the coach, actually, it's as important that we as the coach are staying in this place as well, always in a place of discovery rather than being in a place of figuring it out. Some of the other approaches to coaching, which are much more sort of analytical, and we can brainstorm and we can figure things out and we can find a solution, that's kind of not the approach we're coming from here. We're coming very much from a place of discovery and coming from the intuitive mind, living all the time in the intuitive mind, understanding the intuitive mind as the larger mind, that the intellect, the rational mind, the analytical mind is just one small part of the intuitive mind. So that when we move to the intuitive mind, we aren't leaving the intellect behind, but rather we're just expanding way beyond it. So in keeping the client in discovery rather than in the figure it out mode, that is helping us to stay in that intuitive space rather than getting into an analytical figuring it out space, which means then we just start to work really hard at trying to figure out a solution here. We're working with what I call a potential-based approach rather than a problem-solving approach. We're focusing on that favorite question of mine, what wants to happen, and then following that energy. So instead of addressing something as a problem, you know, a problem is not something to be solved. It is a message to be listened to. So we, whatever the issue is that's coming up with the client, we are treating that in a sense as our friend or as something that has a message for us. And we have to listen to that and see what that has to say. Where does that asking us for? In the bigger potential, as we're looking for, what is the larger energy that's wanting to unfold here? What wants to happen? We're paying attention to that, listening to that, letting that guide us, again, as energy before we're working in form. So that's a really another important distinguishing factor here. Then from what wants to happen, we're seeking shifts in perspective with a client that then show us the action that's necessary rather than focusing on the action first. So those are some things that kind of distinguish transformational presence coaching from some other approaches to coaching. Today we have a client, Anne, is joining us, and I see she just got bounced off the call, so we'll hope that she'll be right back in. Anne will join us, and I just to say up front that I've not worked with Anne before in a coaching relationship. She has been in a class with me at the International Coach Academy occasionally. Here she is back in. So welcome, Anne. Glad you were here.
And, thank you. I just dropped off a second, but I'm back.
That's okay. That's great. And so I was just explaining to them that we have not worked together before, that you have been in some of my classes at the International Coach Academy, but we've never worked together as coach and client. And so this is an opportunity to explore and see where we go. So everyone else is on mute, and Anne will work maybe for 25 minutes or so together to explore. And thank you very much for offering to be the client today. Tell me what you would like to work with today.
Well, in your book, Create a World That Works, I love the question, what is the quantum leap you would like to make in all areas of your life? And I kind of pondered that, and I thought, wow, the quantum leap I would like to make is from a belief in an underlying belief in scarcity, and I would like to make a quantum leap into abundance. And I've been, as you've been talking now, I've been thinking about not just financial abundance, but abundance in all areas of my life. And I love the word discovery and potential. And I just, abundance of energy, confidence, friendship, love, health, fun, spiritual abundance, just everything. I started out thinking financial abundance, but then I thought, wow, no, I just like to open this up to absolutely everything.
Fantastic. Well, you know, Anne, if we think about that idea of abundance and of abundance and work with that, it makes me chuckle because I used to have a client from Asia who talked about abundance as a bun dance. So something to bring a little lightness into here as we go and have an abundance here. Let's see what we can find out about abundance, and maybe we'll even. But if we invite abundance, that idea of abundance, the concept of abundance, understanding that is an energy, if we invite abundance to be here in the sort of virtual room with us and maybe even let it do its own bun dance and see what it wants to show us, but let's ask abundance what it wants to say to us. What message does abundance have for you right now?
As I listen to you speak, Alan, it comes into something expansive, expansion. Yeah, expanding out into the potential, into the energy. Yeah, expansion.
What does expansion mean for you in your life? That word trigger.
Oh, expansion. I can kind of feel it in my heart. Expansion means opening up. Opening up and letting in, letting expanding, opening up and allowing space, allowing space to be filled with abundance.
If you were to just kind of settle into an even little bit deeper space here within yourself and check in to see what actually within me is asking for some more expansion, for some opening up. Where inside of me needs a little release there?
I think inside of me, physically, I think my solar plexus, I'm feeling it. Yeah, because that sometimes gets tight and closed. Yeah, I would think in my physical body, solar plexus, and expansion also in my mind, just expanding my thoughts, expanding, opening up, leaving a space, quieting my mind, and leaving a space for abundance to come in.
If you breathe into your solar plexus and recognize that perhaps there's some desire there or some need for some expansion, just breathe into your solar plexus and see what's going on there. What's the sort of primary energy for you in the solar plexus?
The word that just pops into my mind is negativity.
You know, ask negativity, if we kind of drop down underneath just that word negativity and be with it as an energy, if it were asking you for something, if it had a story that it needed for you to hear, what would that be?
You know, I think it wants to be recognized, Alan, because I'm, on the outside, a very, very positive person. And I think that negativity is something that's just kind of resting in there, and I think it wants to be recognized that it is there, because I'm, as I say, very positive, and I'm denying that that's a part of me. And it wants to speak. It wants to be recognized.
What does it want to say? What does it need?
I'm here. I'm a part of you. Just, you know, stop denying me. Just let me be. I'm here.
And how is it that can serve you?
I think if I recognize, I give it the space to be, and stop denying it. When I'm denying it, it's just I'm putting down the energy of the negativity and just let it be, let it come up and just merge into everything else and just relax about it.
Can you just for the next 60 seconds actually let that happen? Let the negativity come on up and merge on into the whole? What happens when you allow that? What's up for you?
Well, I feel it just coming up and kind of expanding out through my arms, and then I feel moved. I feel tears in my eyes doing that.
As those tears, what are they an expression of?
I think they're an expression of the effort of keeping the negativity down for so many years, of ignoring it. They're just an expression of sadness for the energy that's been put into keeping the negativity down.
Wow. I keep hearing this word acceptance. If there's something that's asking for acceptance, life, what is that?
Accepting who I am in all the aspects. Accepting myself as the person I am instead of the person I'm trying to be.
So who is that?
That's interesting because people who know me, I'm looking at myself now a bit from the outside, people who know me say things that I don't recognize in myself about the person I am, the strength I have, the compassion I have, the warmth I have, the caring I have. They say those things and it's like water off a duck's back. It's, oh, that's nice, thank you. And it doesn't enter in. There's something in me that kind of blocks that from coming in, from accepting. And I, on one hand, I think, wow, that's really nice, they're saying that. But there's a kind of a rejection of that.
Sounds like that there's quite an abundance of energy flowing towards you that somehow you push away.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it. There is an abundance. There is an abundance.
What might be possible if you actually embraced all that things, wonderful things that people say? You just put that in your heart.
What comes up is it's kind of scary. It's kind of overwhelming. It's kind of scary.
That's okay. What's scary about it?
It's too much. It's too much. It's too much to take on. It's overwhelming.
What's too much about it?
It's as if I took it on, it would be almost a burden to carry that around.
So, and if this is, if you're sort of looking at this, this energy that you're talking about as a jacket that you put on, and it's kind of heavy. If instead of a jacket, it was actually the core of your being that gave you life, what would that make?
I just, as you said that, Alan, I do qigong sometimes, and one of the exercises of qigong is imagining a core of energy running from the top of the head down through the body. And that just came up for me, that core of moving energy, and the master says, with a beautiful light, imagine that energy with a beautiful light. And that's what came up for me when you said that, instead of being the heavy jacket.
What could that allow for if you really focused on the column of light?
Well, it would be a part of me. It would be the center of the core of who I am.
You know, it strikes me as you're talking about all this and the things that people observe in you, and they talked about compassion and all those wonderful words that you said. And it seems to me that a part, in a sense, of what they are saying is that you have this amazing ability to embrace the negative and be okay with it, with whoever I am and whatever is happening with me, just to embrace it. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. I see the energy, the negativity is just more energy, just part of that core of energy.
And so another word that I keep hearing through this whole conversation is, it's just about the what is, you know, the simply, here's just what is in this moment. And so is the negativity here, this whole, the negativity that wants a voice, this whole piece of that, and then this challenge for you of being able to embrace how other people see you, is this really about being able to step more fully into the recognition, acknowledgement of the what is, as you just said so beautifully, without a judgment on it? It just is.
Yes, could you say that? Could you say that again? Maybe with other words?
Yeah, it was a little convoluted. It's just all how it's coming together inside of me. That there's this whole piece here, when we look at abundance, when we look at then this negativity that wants a voice, we look at how other people are seeing you, and there's something here about this willingness to be with what is, whatever that is, with an open heart.
Yes, I think the word that clicks is with the open heart. With an open heart, yes, yes, yes. A willingness to be, to accepting all this and being with what is, with an open heart. I like that.
What happens if you allow your heart to just keep opening and opening and opening and embracing your solar plexus? Moment and let that happen energetically.
Well, again, I'm a memory comes up. I used to work with a woman who worked with chakras, and after our sessions, she would do drawings about how the chakra, the energy points of the body, looked to her, visualized to her. She made very beautiful colored drawings. And I remember the heart energy was just a very beautiful green energy kind of flowing out. And that, what I would see that, that's what I see, is that beautiful heart energy that she used to draw, just kind of coloring everything, just flowing into and around the energy of the solar plexus.
Beautiful. Talk to me about the abundance of your heart.
You know, whenever I do anything, I give stress management courses based on breathing, and that during those courses, I feel totally abundant. My heart is just overflowing with, it just overflows as I watch the people as they breathe and they come into their knowing, into their being. And that's, those are the moments when I just feel totally abundant, abundant with the heart energy. And also at other moments when I'm meditating or, mainly when I'm working with people, also during coaching, I feel just my heart just expanding with abundance.
So how can that, how can your heart expand in abundance for you as well as for the people you're serving?
Good question. That's kind of the crux of the matter.
Ask abundance about that. To figure out, just ask abundance what it has to say.
It's just saying, I'm here. Just recognize me. Open up to me. I'm here already.
Wow.
And that also makes me weep saying that. That's touched something.
What's it touched?
I guess gratitude, acknowledgement.
What does gratitude and acknowledgement have to do with abundance?
Oh, they're very closely, very, very close. How to put it into words. Actually, that's another moment. That's another moment. When I'm feeling grateful for something, that I feel abundant. That's now that I think about it, when I'm feeling grateful, I have a blessing journal that every evening I write what the blessings I've received during the day, and that has, I started that a couple months ago, and that is really, it's a very special moment in the day, no matter what's happened. I write down, I feel blessed by getting in my cozy bed at night. And that's, I feel abundance then. I feel abundance, I feel gratitude.
So, Anne, where's a place in your life that you do not feel abundant?
I think it's fear of the future, fear will there be enough, will my health be good enough, will I have enough means to carry on until the point of transition. I think there's fear. There's fear about, there's also fear in also lack of confidence, which is, there's obviously some fear. Am I good enough? Am I enough? Am I good enough? Am I enough? Will there be enough? I think the word enough comes up. Will there be enough? Am I good enough? Yes.
So that fear, you know, it's real, and it's stuff that all of us come face to face with at different times and in different ways. It manifests in different ways with all of us. But if we just invite that fear to be right here with us for a minute, and you understand what the fear is about, and all that, ask the fear what it needs from you now.
What the fear needs from me. Well, you know, you said it's here for everybody. Maybe that fear needs acceptance also. It's a part of something very real. I think maybe acceptance also, acknowledgement that it is real, and there are things that bring up fear, and that's okay. That's okay. It's not something I need to run from. It's simply acknowledge that it's there, and take a deep breath, and proceed.
And if we treat the fear as a friend instead of as an enemy, recognize that the fear is there just because there's something it really needs for you to see and pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so, very much so, because it's telling me also that I need to look at the reality and see what my financial reality is and how I can improve it. And I think just looking, the fear that causes me to look at the reality and say, okay, this is the reality, what can I do about it? What can I do about it? What very practical steps can I take? And I think that's once I see the reality, that the fear kind of pushes me to looking at, then it's clear to me. It's laid out, and that kind of unknown, yucky fear is dissipated by looking at what is actually there that I can see.
Interesting. And what's happening in your solar plexus at this, right along with that?
Well, it feels clear. It feels clear just talking about the way that I can deal with the fear, first just accepting that it's there, and it also has a message to look out, to take care. My solar plexus it relaxes with that.
So it's interesting that we started with abundance, we came to negativity, into this incredible flow of abundance, fear. What's happening inside of you through this whole process? What's shifting?
I feel like laughing. I feel much lighter. I feel relieved. Yes, it's, everything has kind of moved up, and that's why I want to laugh. And I love to laugh. Yes, I feel much better.
Wow.
I have a big smile on my face, which you can probably hear.
Yes, indeed. So, Anne, can you get up and move around? Are you on headphones? Okay, great. If you could stand with some space around you, and imagine standing in front of you is a version of Anne who is living the most incredibly abundant life on all those levels that you talked about at the beginning of our session. Can you imagine her standing there in front of you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sensor, I don't know how she comes to you. And as you look right into her eyes or feel right into her energy, sense her presence there, tell me about her. Describe her to me.
Well, the first thing that comes that I see, I visualize, I have my eyes closed, is she's shining. She's just shining with a beautiful light, just glowing.
Wow. Ask her where that radiance comes from.
The word that comes to my mind is from a knowing.
Knowing. Mm-hmm. Ask her what it is that she knows at the core of her being. What does she know?
That she's perfectly okay the way she is. She's enough. She's perfectly okay.
Ask her how she got to be where she is.
Through focusing, through putting our attention on gratitude and letting that just fill her up. Just also just gratitude for being alive, for breathing, for living. Just grateful for being here.
Cool. Ask her if there's anything else that she wants you to know.
And she's just saying it's easy. It's easy. It's really easy.
great. Well, since it's so easy, as you look right into her eyes and feel right into her energy, you are ready. Literally trade places with her. Step forward into her energy. Turn around and look back at the former you. And notice how your energy shifts when you step in and become her.
Yes, it does.
What happens?
My heart just feels, it's really, really full. And again, I want to laugh.
Great. Great, great. And knowing that now in the months and days ahead, there are probably things that you need to keep focusing on. And there are perhaps even steps to take to address some of the things that have come up today. And so as you stand in this energy, memorizing this feeling, knowing that from this moment forward, this is who you are, vibrating to this frequency. As you stand in this energy, what do you know needs to be the focus, thought and action over the next 6 months?
I think just moving forward as I am, just moving forward on the path I am with this energy. Just taking the steps I am and accepting what comes up. Whatever happens, that's part of my path, and just keep moving forward. Keep on moving.
And if we zoom in to the next month, from now to the middle of February, what needs to be your focus? Month. The same thing, maybe it's something more.
Well, the part from the what I'm doing in the material, in the actual practical, is getting in touch, being sure that I keep my focus by through my meditation and breathing techniques, not let myself get so busy that I jump up in the morning and say, oh, don't have time. Just keep myself centered, because that's what brings me back to center. That's what brings me back to the energy, I think. I think that's something that's very, very important for me. And to keep doing that, to keep that as a regular practice.
Fantastic. So that is actually really an action to take right there. And you just said, you know, and apart from all those material things, are there particular material things, actions or steps that you realize, I need to stay with this, I need to do that, whatever that is? It's just the focus and keeping the practice, but I just wanted to check in with that. Still there, Anne? We've lost her. Maybe we have. Her name's still here on the screen, but we're not hearing you if you are speaking. Anne, are you back?
I'm back. Yes, You were saying for the more practical things, is that correct?
Just because you made the comment, aside from all the material things, and so I just wanted to check in to say, is there some material thing that you're realizing you do need to keep in your focus as well?
I think everything is pretty well laid out as far as my program, our finances, which I'm now following more closely, my friendships, my spiritual life. I think everything is right now. I think that what was missing was this feeling of abundance moving through all of that.
Great. So we zoom in even more for the next 7 days to be the focus of your thought and action for the next 7 days to really keep reinforcing this.
For the next 7 days.
Let it show you. Let the energy show you. Thanks.
It's just being connected. I know that wonderful exercise that you showed us of just stopping several times a day and becoming aware of our breathing, of checking in, of keeping checked in, of keeping awareness of where we are right now.
And we zoom in even further to the next 24 hours. As you stand in this energy, you are vibrating to this frequency of this new you, if you will, and the abundant you. And what do you know you need to keep in your focus for the next 24 hours to really reinforce what's happened on this call?
Oh, I think something that will reinforce it is sharing it with my husband and my daughter. Sharing it with my husband and talking about it with my husband, I think will reinforce it, and he'll love to hear it.
So anytime you feel this energy is slipping away, just imagine radiating.
Anytime I feel the energy slipping away, I sit down, I close my eyes, or if I'm in the car, I breathe. I breathe and I come back to where I am right now.
You can always just visualize her in front of you again if you feel like you're losing.
Yes. Visualize her in front of me and the feeling in my heart.
Yeah, fantastic. So what are you taking away from our call today?
Oh, wow. a sense of joy, of gratitude. I feel at this moment I feel just filled with abundance, and that it's possible, that like visualizing myself, my perfect self, that it's easy, and also accepting that I have negative parts, I have fears, and that's very human, that's perfectly all right, and it's who I am, and it's just part of who I am, and that's great, and maybe listening to those parts when they come up and say, okay, what's there? What's in that? What do I need to listen to now?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Alan. This has been just wonderful. I've loved it.
Super, super. So now I'll ask you to do something that may be a little challenging, if you can sort of give yourself a moment to breathe into where you've been and kind of clear the space a little bit, and to be able to step into a space of talking about the process that we just did. And what was helpful for you about the process itself?
I think it was the curiosity, the way you asked the questions of picking up everything I said and just having me go deeper into that, having me go deeper into it. I think the questions were just superb, bringing me to an awareness. I loved the last part where I stood and visualized myself in front of me. I like that very, very much. I like the whole just starting out with the abundance and then working through, working, questioning the negativity, questioning the fears. I like very much when you said that fear is based on something very real and we all have it. That gave me a kind of think, oh, okay. I'm okay with that. I'm like everybody else. Just the whole process of the questioning, of the going deeper, of seeing what these different parts of me had to say.
Great. Great. Well, thank you again. And I'm going to now open the mics for everyone. Let's see if we can just bring everybody off of mute. Give everybody the mic. And if there's any background noise in your space, you can always just press 6 and you'll be muted. Let's open this up to everyone. Everyone has a mic to speak. If there's something you'd like to say about what you observed, what happened, how we worked, questions for me, questions for Anne. Speak first. You observe about how we worked, what really worked, what you might have done differently or what you might have wondered about.
Alan, this is Virginia.
So, hi, Virginia.
Hi. So I have a question about what energy did you hold yourself in?
Great question. The energy I was holding myself in actually was abundance, because I don't think you were on at the beginning of the session, but she wanted to work with this whole idea of abundance that she felt like that was missing or lacking in her life. And so we began the session by inviting abundance to be here in the room with us and to talk to us and ask what it had to say. And so I sort of just took on this energy of abundance to hold that space, that intention that we were going to really bring that energy in for Anne during this call.
So it would be whoever the client's intention was. There, that's where you would hold yourself as the coach.
That's right. In a more general way, my intention for every call is that some kind of breakthrough is going to happen in this call. I have no idea what that is. I have no idea how it's going to happen. But I fully expect that there will be a significant shift in energy or a breakthrough that's going to happen for the client in their perspective or in their understanding, which will then lead into impacting their action. Thank you for that. Who else?
Alan, this is Shannon in Denver.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask you, I really enjoyed how you brought the energy piece in. I think it's all very important. And my question for you is, in this form of coaching, any other ways of energy, quote unquote, that you bring in or intend, than what we did experience in this call at all?
I'm working with the energy all the time in all different kinds of ways. So sometimes it's understanding something, depending on who the client is or what the situation is, or if I'm with in an organization as well or with a team. Sometimes it's by talking about it from a quantum physics perspective. We talk about a particular principle in quantum physics and how that is showing up here in what's going on and how do we work with it from that place. So an understanding kind of from a scientific perspective, because that's what's going to be more accessible to that particular client or group of people. Or perhaps we talk about it from one of the hermetic principles, or perhaps we're talking about it just from what are you experiencing in your body, and let's let the body talk to us and see what's going on there. So it can show up in 1,000 different ways. Just really, it's all about listening to the language that's coming from my client, what I know about the client, if it's the client I work with on a regular basis, what I know that they will kind of connect to. You know, mostly just listening to their words and their energy, feeling their energy as we go, and letting that lead me.
Okay,
does that answer
great.
Your question?
Yeah. Thank you. And it got into another question, and that was the more leadership executive type coaching, you know, and that fine balance that you walk on the energy versus the quantum physics versus, you know, all of that. So that's that was a good explanation for that question as well.
Great. Who else?
Alan, this is Rita.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you could expound a little bit on the quantum physics and how that comes up, how you deal with that. Could perhaps give an example?
Yes. The thing that pops for me right away is something in quantum physics called the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which says that I think about this just from working with a team or an organization. That principle says that you cannot know the speed, how fast something is moving, and its location at the same time. And so in working with an individual or an organization when they're working with a project, sometimes an issue comes up of control of the project and wanting to hold on and make sure that everything goes a very specific certain way. And the recognition that when we are doing that, in a sense, we are stopping and measuring again. We're holding on to it and holding it still. So there is no movement at that point. On the other hand, there may be lots and lots of movement forward, but we can't be exactly where we are in this particular moment, and we have to trust that. So for some people, that understanding of that principle of recognizing that the fact is we can't know how fast we're moving and exactly where we are at the same time can bring a lot of insight into what's going on in an organization at a particular point.
Another, yeah.
Hello, somebody's got a lot of noise there. Let me just see if I can put you on mute. Another concept is might be the participant-observer principle. In classical physics, it was considered that whoever was conducting an experiment was only an observer of what was going on, but that they had nothing to do, no impact at all on the experiment itself. But in quantum physics, we come to understand, they called it the participant-observer principle, because they realized that just by the fact that the observer was present made an impact on the results of the experiment. So that to recognize that it is not possible for us to be in the room or involved in something without having an impact on it. Every single thought that we have, our intention, our energy around it is going to have an impact on what's happening there. When we're talking about a project, you know, everyone who's on the team has got to be in alignment with what's going on with that project, or we've got energy leaks all over the place. So these are just a couple of ways of using the quantum physics principles to bring that in.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome. Who else?
Alan, this is
yes.
Bonnie in Orlando.
Yes.
I'm fascinated by the openness of your approach and the potential that has for discovery. I'm having difficulties imagining how a breakthrough leads into, let's say, for an executive coach, quite often their normal goals of performance enhancement. How do you... And I see that they're almost incompatible, those two expectations. So how do you manage a client over time and ensure that the client is then reaching their both their transformation and their targets?
It's so interesting to me because you see them as very separate, and I see them as the same thing. Because with whatever their goals are inside, their target goals are, then we have to explore who is the person who would reach those goals and what are the qualities and characteristics of that person and what is the alignment of those goals with who you are and what you believe and what's important to you, so that they have to become on an energetic level completely in alignment with what it is that they say that they want to accomplish. One of the first things we have to find out is, are those goals, are they in alignment with who they are, with what they want, or is that just what their company wants for them? And if there's a conflict there, then we have to explore that and work through that and find out what's going on there. Because the fact is, if they may reach the numbers, but the cost personally to them, and probably in the end the cost to the organization because of how this person is in some way having to sacrifice some part of themselves in order to reach the numbers or whatever that those outer goals are, that cost is enormous. So I really see them completely as the same thing. We work a lot with this vertical horizontal model in transformational presence coaching, recognizing the vertical as the being and the horizontal as the doing, if you will, and all the different components of each of those. And that ultimately we reach our greatest success when we are living in the intersection between the two, when the being and the doing are completely integrated and aligned, at the same time recognizing that the alignment first has to happen in the vertical, and the greater the height and depth of alignment and awareness in the vertical, the greater success you will have at reaching your potential in the horizontal, in the action. So that work with the executive or the leader is very much about who must I be if that's what I want to accomplish. The more I can come into that complete alignment, the more the actions that I need to take become crystal clear. Of course, here's the next step I need to take. All right, let's go. Let's take that step. So that we are letting the being inform the action all the time. There must be action. If there is not action, ultimately, then nothing is manifesting in a physical form. Nothing is coming into this three-dimensional reality. But we must start from the being place. Does this help answer your question?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. That just put it all into clunk, clunk, clunk alignment for me. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. It's important to know, I mean, we are so conditioned to see things in their separate silos. Personal goals are over here. Professional goals are over here. Well, that's not possible. In a quantum realm, it's all in the soup. It's all in there together. So it's again a recognition of the oneness and the differentiation. There is an aspect of oneness here that I and my goals must become the same, and yet there's a differentiation that each one of those goals kind of has their own piece. There's a, you know, that energy is going to manifest in different ways, but the essence of that energy must be present everywhere. Thank you for that great question.
Thank you very much.
So we have
Alan,
time for one more. Yes?
I just
yes?
have to say, you are just so amazingly brilliant. I love listening to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hi, Alan. It's Edie.
Yes.
And I'll go along with the brilliant comment. What I love most about your work is the fact that you have figured out, quote unquote, the strategy for bringing it to corporate work, and you have the different languages that fit for